Will Grandbois, you recently wrote an article about Brett Stringer, the controversial hire for Roaring Fork High School principal. Your story was in two parts, the way I see it. The first part was about Stringer, and the second part was about the public outcry, about how the school board and superintendent seemed to pass over current vice principal Goodman. Why did you write the story that way?
We had covered the controversy from sort of the beginning, which started brewing pretty quickly after it started going around the school that Kelsey had been sort of passed over and that this gentleman from the Front Range was going to be getting the job. And at that point, it was hadn't been sort of publicly announced. And rather than starting with a story on, oh, here's the selection, we felt that the story was, here's this sort of public outcry. Mm-hmm. And started by talking to some parents, students, teachers who felt that it had been the wrong decision and were sort of hoping that there was some recourse for them to either alter it or at least have their voice heard. And then the week after that, they had the student waffle-in.
Right, I remember the waffle-in.
Which was an
great
interesting
event.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was a very positive event that seemed to put it to bed for the students to some extent. Mm-hmm. But it was clear when the school board took it up that it wasn't quite over with. There were a lot of people in the audience who chose to speak and some who didn't, who were still pretty upset that Kelsey wasn't the principal, and it sort of crossed a lot of boundaries. You had teachers, you had parents, you had two Spanish language comments. Mm-hmm. The school board sort of took this approach that this wasn't really their decision, that they had selected Rob Stein, the superintendent, as a expert in
exactly.
education,
mm-hmm.
and that it was their responsibility to back him. Otherwise, it was sort of a vote of no confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came out of that with this sense that, okay, this Brett Stringer is our new principal, and Kelsey is going to remain the assistant principal, at least for now. To be honest, the response from the community was not so much against Stringer as in favor of Kelsey.
Exactly.
And so once that decision was made, it seemed like the story was shifting from here's the community's reaction to, well, we have somebody who's going to be coming out here in a couple weeks or a month to meet the community and introduce themselves to a whole bunch of people who have, until fairly recently, been upset at his selection.
Mm-hmm.
We probably should know who this guy is. So we arranged an interview and tried to do something of a profile on who he is and what he's been up to. And I'm sure it won't be the last bit of information you get about him before he takes the helm.
As you said, lots of people, including students, wanted to see Goodman get the job. Talk about the hiring process and maybe why it looks like public comment didn't seem to make much of a difference.
Well, one of the things that we're sort of in a conundrum about is that the hiring process is pretty closed. There is a public input element to it. It's a recommendation. It's not a democracy. That's up for debate, whether that would be efficient or expedient or, mm-hmm. or wise. But regardless, that simply isn't the case. It's a recommendation. But the folks who make that decision, even the folks who make that recommendation, are doing so as a part of a fairly private process that is separate from the sort of after-the-fact feedback that we've sort of heard. Generally, most of this would have gone down behind closed doors, mm-hmm. would never have become a public discussion. And so we're kind of in this awkward place where we've heard some feedback, but it wasn't really from, for the most part, the people who were involved in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get to know, and they don't get to tell us whether that was the recommendation that was made to Rob Stein, what recommendations were made, what factors went into this decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It still ends up being a personnel matter, which is justifiably a public concern, but is difficult to make into a fully public debate because there are so many things that all of us don't necessarily know.
And that's something that I thought was interesting. I mean, Superintendent Stein talked to you about how frustrating the confidential aspect of the hiring process is. And he said that, quote, all of the vocal criticism is coming from people who weren't privy to the entire process. And I thought, well, that sounds like a catch-22 to me, because, you know, basically what I'm hearing him say is that people were critical because they didn't know the whole hiring process story. But then again, they're not allowed in on the hiring process because it's confidential. It's a personnel thing. That tells me that maybe the hiring process needs to be a little more transparent.
It is a catch-22, because the more you open it up, the more you involve the community, the higher an expectation there is that what they decide will go. So in some ways, the fact that there was a community feedback is part of why people are so frustrated that the final decision wasn't the one that they felt the community had sort of asserted. Whereas maybe if it had been a unilateral decision, this debate wouldn't be happening. So you're sort of in the worst of both worlds, where you're trying to involve the community, trying to bring in some people with vested interest in the schools to have a say, but you also need to have somebody who makes the decision at the end of the day. If you go down the road of more public involvement, you get less efficiency, which is something that Rob also sort of spoke to, that, well, if you have to go through a huge public process to select a principal, that person may be nabbed by someplace that is a little more quick and simple about mm-hmm. their selection process.
Do you think the school board handled it correctly? I mean, it seemed like a no-brainer. Goodman knows the school, knows the students. She's good at her job. She's popular. She doesn't need to look for housing.
I think the school board was in a really tight spot. I think they were between a public that felt that they were not being represented and that the process was flawed, and a superintendent that had made a decision. And I watched some of them really wrestle with that. Mm-hmm. Some didn't seem to have any concerns.
You mean on the school board?
Correct. I think there was some disappointment that the decision was so final and so unanimous after the kind of feedback they had.
Right.
It may have been that there was some, again, awkward middle road there where they would have delayed the process, continued the discussion, had a chance to translate some of what they'd had in front of them. Mm-hmm. And then maybe even if they had made the same decision, people would have felt heard. I think the immediacy of that call felt like a shutdown.
Will Grandbois, editor of the Soper Sun, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.